You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
And welcome to What's Cooking in the 321. I'm Kim Meredith. I'm in the studio here in Cocoa Live, unscripted, and we're looking for some fun today. Write this number down, 321-437-1567. I'm going to be giving away tickets to the biggest dance party today. We've got some MMA tickets. We've got lots happening. I'm in the studio right now with Danny.
Hello.
Station manager. We've got Stephanie Nicole Simpson coming back in the studio today. She's been out touring America, Danny, but Steph's going to be back in her seat today. I've missed her.
Out there seeing the world.
She's been automating the world of restaurants, so I can't wait to get Stephanie in. I haven't seen her. I haven't talked to her other than us running a brief little note to each other that, hey, we're doing great and loving life. So it's going to be interesting to have her back in the studio and see where she's been. I know she's been all over the world since we last saw her here. And Steph, it's time to get back to work. Hurry up.
That's right.
We'll see you in a few minutes. Danny, you've got a tournament this weekend, fishing tournament.
We have a bass tournament this weekend.
That's
good. On West Lake over in Kissimmee.
And they'll be able to watch that on the YouTube channel?
No, I will film that, us fishing, on my YouTube channel. But it won't be live.
Okay.
I'll film it, and once I cut it down and do its thing,
okay,
and then I'll post it on my channel.
So you're going to edit it and make everybody beautiful, including the big bass that you're going
to
catch?
I will edit it out and do all the stuff that needs to be done to it. And
so let me ask you, for people in our area that want to go do a fishing tournament, can anybody join in on that? Like, can somebody go out on your boat? Do you open things up like that to the public?
No, I'm in a bass club.
Okay.
Cocoa Bassmasters, which is the longest reigning
Cocoa Bassmasters
club,
okay,
in the state of Florida.
Wow. Okay.
They've been in this state of Florida the longest.
And I have to tell you, I know all about catching largemouth bass because when I was in Michigan, growing up, I went to Burroughs Farms, Little Cricket, Little whatever it was called, and we went bass fishing off of my speedboat.
Right.
6:30 in the morning, we'd have a bag of Bates Burgers, where the originals, people talk about Smash Burgers, Bates Burgers, Top Hat, Green Burger. They were the original real Smash Burgers. We'd get a sack of them at 6 in the morning, go out right when the sun was coming up, and we'd go bass fishing.
That's,
and I got to tell you,
time to fish.
That, and also, I love catching that fish because it fights you.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm feisty. So it's like you get Tourette's syndrome. You're yelling at that fish.
Yes, you do.
And it's fun. So, you know what? I wish I could watch. I'm definitely going to. I am going to watch your video. I am.
You know, fishing, it's relaxing.
Well, that's not relaxing.
Really, well, when it's
only
peace
if you're fishing
you
for bottle
out.
Caps.
Well, I mean, when you're out there, you're out in nature, and you're out and just enjoying yourself. You're having fun.
Now, where are you going fishing for bass this time?
West Lake. It's
West
in Kissimmee.
Lake. Okay. So it's
West Lake Toho.
Okay. Off of 192?
It's off of 192.
Okay, I know the place.
Yep,
I actually
sure
know
is.
The place because somebody I know has a house on it. That's why I was like, I know where that is. I do. So that's a good thing. And you could win. Can you win big money?
It's not big money.
No? But it's fun.
It's a lot of fun.
What is like the normal for a fishing contest? What is it? What do you?
You're talking about the pros, or are you talking about us?
The bass group that you're with. What's a normal like win?
Okay, a normal prize fund that we pay three places.
Okay.
Okay, normally first place will pay somewhere around $250.
Oh, so a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah.
But you got to split that.
Yes.
Oh, so you're doing it for fun.
With a partner. You got a partner. It's two per boat.
Okay.
In our bass club.
Okay.
Okay, and you split it with them. It's only $25 a person to enter that tournament if you are in our bass club.
Okay, because I do have a cousin who does this, like, for big money down in West Palm and Jupiter area.
Mm-hmm.
And his thing's called Real Something, but anyways. Well, listen, we've got a lot going on. I just finished a rummage sale over at the auditorium. That was exciting. We had a Mother's Day dinner. Of course, this weekend was the biggest restaurant weekend is Mother's Day, only being its first. Second is, of course, Valentine's Day. Did you take your mom out?
We did. We went to Texas Roadhouse.
Texas Roadhouse. How was it? It was consistent, right?
I will tell you what. The steak that I had was so tender that it just melted in your mouth. It was so good.
So have you been to a Ruth Chris or like the, you know, a steakhouse?
I have not been to one of those.
Okay, it's night and day.
Really?
Yes. Yes. There's just no comparison. There's a place over in Tampa, St. Peter, Burns Steakhouse. You need to take a drive over there, walk through. They give tours where you walk through. There's salted rooms where this beef is being aged. And when you taste something like that, when you go to Texas Roadhouse, it's like eating a hamburger. Yes.
That's incredible.
But all the same, Texas Roadhouse is a good place to go. It's always consistent. You can get a decent steak. But, yeah, it's not a gourmet steak. It's just not. I have a hard time with it. Usually I get chicken there, in fact.
Do you normally get chicken?
I do get chicken. They have an herb-crusted chicken, yeah, because the steak's too disappointing for me. But anyways, I appreciate that they're there. They're kid-friendly, and it's always good. So you took mom out, and you had a good time.
Yep,
and,
sure did.
That's awesome.
She went to church with us. It was a very good day.
That's a good Mother's Day then. And you know what? I say, how awesome is it that your mom's here and you could celebrate it together? And I know it was a hard day for a lot of people, including my kids. And so we got through it. We went to the beach. We zoned at the beach, and all's good.
Can't go wrong.
So you know what's cooking in the 3-2-1 here in Cocoa is on the air because of Melbourne Seafood. Melbourne Seafood is still for the whole month of May. It is BOGO oysters for the whole month of May. They're still doing that for another couple of weeks. Go in. They're fresh oysters. They're awesome. You like oysters?
I don't like oysters, but I can tell you what. They got some good shrimp.
They do have good shrimp. So do you like the garlic butter?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's very
My
good.
Son is like double up on the garlic butter. I'm like, I don't know how you do that. But I still say I love that Melbourne Seafood is still sponsoring our show and making sure that we can be here with anybody we want to have on the air, because I still say it is the best value for your money anywhere. Under 10 bucks for lunch. You cannot get lunch anywhere for under 10 bucks.
That's the truth. Not even at your fast food restaurant.
So I want to, you know, last week I talked about Jimmy Hula's. So we're going to be getting somebody from Jimmy Hula's here. They had their soft opening. It went well.
Good.
And they did it on a Tuesday. So I always say that's a really good thing. These places that come out with their soft openings on a weekend, they set themselves up to fail. So kudos to them. I feel like they did it right. Nothing but good feedback. And I'm hoping to get them in. Coming ahead, we've got the owner of Charlie and Jake's, who also owns Masa and the Monkey, not the Monkey, but Bunkies. He has Bunkies, the Charlie and Jake's, and Masa. Have you been to any of them?
I've been to Charlie and Jake's.
Okay.
I've been to Bunkies.
So where Charlie and Jake's moved from on O'Galley is now Masa.
Okay.
It's been Masa for a while. It is one of my favorite places. They have a martini. Not that I drink, but I like their Butterfinger martini with cherry in it. So I try to pay a visit there a couple times a week. Martini night is Wednesday nights, $5 martini night. You can't beat that. So you have to try the third location of Masa. But that owner's going to be coming on the show. So I'm excited about that. We have this weekend, you know, my biggest thing is putting out that best burger in town.
Absolutely.
Okay. So this weekend, are you busy this weekend?
Vision's tournament on Sunday.
But just Sunday.
I do not know at this point.
Okay, because let me tell you what. At Wickham Park, they're having their burger battle. And I'm bringing it up right now because I really have to read this all to you. It's the Space Coast Burger Battle, family-friendly food festival and craft fair. See, you can go on Saturday because it's Saturday, May 18th, 12 to 8. Sunday, May 19th, 11 to 6. It's at Wickham Park, Melbourne. I'm sure you've been to something at Wickham Park. Everybody's been in Wickham Park.
I've been to Wickham Park,
okay.
Yes.
So you get to compete. Now, I really, really want to do this, but I have the gem show this weekend. And I'm going to be talking about the gem show in a minute. But I wanted to compete in this burger thing because I really do. I'm not bragging. I feel like I have the best burger in town. Now, I haven't had Cuisines. You know, Cuisine.
Well,
the one who sort of screwed up my dinner. I'm going to go in there this weekend, really, because I'm going to have a burger from there because everybody keeps telling me their burger is by far superior to any other burger. Okay, I'm going to swallow my pride of them punking me on my birthday when they really weren't punking me. I'm going to go in there and I'm going to have a burger, but I really wish I could compete in this burger festival. It is, they have it every year. It's a two-day event from noon to 8 Saturday, from 11 to 5 on Sunday. It is Brevard County's only burger fest featuring event specials, a la carte tasting meals from burger competitors and dessert vendors priced at $5 or less per item, offering you the opportunity to sample a vast variety of all of the best of the Space Coast and beyond all in one place. Large variety of alcohol, including cocktails, hard seltzers, local craft beers, and more, and also a craft marketplace.
I might have to tackle that on Sunday afternoon.
I know. Or you could go Saturday.
I can't go Saturday.
Well, I thought your fishing thing's on. It's on Saturday?
Saturday.
Okay. Yeah. So on Sunday, because you like a burger.
Yes.
Yeah. So at least you could go and report. Maybe you could put on a WWBC shirt. What's cooking in the 3-2-1 and go cover that for us so we can talk about it next Thursday. I'm so bummed I can't go to it. I might just get somebody to work for me and specialty.
I'm bummed that you can't compete in it.
I know. I'm really bummed I can't compete in it because I really, really want to compete in it. You know, I put an $8 burger out there that I'll put up against every $30 burger in town.
Well, I can attest that it is good. There's no doubt.
So I'm really bummed that I can't do that. So that's
very, very good.
That's this weekend. We have also this week, we've got the gem show happening. That's going to be on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We've got the gem show inside of the auditorium. That's me. I will be serving food all day long, breakfast, lunch, and burgers. And that's from 10 to 5, Saturday, Sunday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So I'm going to be at the gem show. You know, have you ever been to that one?
No, I haven't been to that one.
Okay, now you'd be surprised at how many people come. It's not just rocks. There's crystals. There's jewelry. There's all kinds of things. Certainly, you can get knowledge on gems. We do this a couple times a year, and it's always a big turnout. Like that rummage sale, we had over 2,200 people for a rummage sale this weekend.
That's a lot of people for a rummage sale. I'm sorry.
But come on, make your guess. What gets the most attendance in Brevard? Anywhere.
What gets the most attendance?
And I'm going to, now I don't have any factual evidence on this. This is out of my head. I'm telling you that our phone's blowing up here. I'm telling you that I do a show that has more people in attendance in 2 days than anything going on in Brevard.
That's the gun show.
That's the gun show. Exactly right.
That is the gun show.
Yep. So the gun show is back on the 1st and the 2nd. I like it on the 1st and 2nd of the month. June 1st and 2nd, we've got the gun show back. And you might want to come out because they're starting to change some gun laws. I don't think it's going to be, you know, like we usually sometimes have 200 tables. Now they're going to make it so that you have to have a license, and they're changing up some things there. So I think this might be the last time you have that big, big gun show. So you definitely want to come.
Take advantage of it while you can.
You want to take advantage of that, and you like a gun show.
I've been. That's where I've got mine.
So, and of course, I'm serving food that day.
Oh, you can't miss it then.
No, that's right. You can't miss it. And I think it's $8 to get in.
If you go see, if you go to the gun show, you got to go see Kim Meredith.
That's right.
At the food.
So the we've also got, I have to really Google this one. If you guys are listening, Tyrus. Tyrus is coming on June 7th, Friday, June 7th. Tyrus was, these tickets, we have 50 tickets left. Out of the whole auditorium, we have like less than 50 tickets left for this event. We're not giving any of them away free because they're just going like hotcakes. But Tyrus, apparently he was a fighter. I believe WWE. I might be wrong. Somebody can educate me here online or send me a text. Tyrus was a fighter and then went to be a comedian. And now he is a comedian and he has, I think he has a show on Fox News. Like a news show. I don't know. But I'm shocked at how quickly the tickets went. I mean, in 2 and 3 days, all the good seats were taken. There's a couple $300 tickets left. And there's you know, inexpensive tickets. So mm-hmm. we still have tickets for Tyrus happening June 7th. So make sure you catch that one. I'm going to beef up my, everybody's calling me, you know, I'm waiting for Stephanie to get here to automate my places so I don't need employees, but I've got people calling me going, can I work that night? I'm like, not unless you work the 5 before it. You're not just going to call me when there's a good show and want to work. No, you have to work on the bad days too. So, but yeah, it's funny. I have people that aren't even an employee calling going, can I work for you that night? So this guy must be really exciting. So I'm excited to see that. We do have the MMA fights back. Let's do the 20th person to text, I want MMA tickets. Let's give them 2 tickets today for June 29th. We'll give away 2 tickets every Tuesday. So the 20th texter put, I'm listening, I want MMA tickets for June 29th, and we'll give you 2 tickets today. We've got the wedding show coming up at the Melbourne Auditorium on June 9th. I'm sure you haven't been to a wedding show.
No.
So a lot of mimosas. We pour a lot of mimosas. It's a fun time. This is the Brevard Wedding Association that's putting on this show. They always put out a really good show. They pay for all the brides to drink mimosas. I like pouring mimosas. Everybody's in a happy mood, and that's a good day. We have your favorite, one of your favorites, one of mine, we have the Melbourne Community Orchestra coming back on June 11th and 12th.
June 11th and 12th.
You went to the last show.
Yes. Fantastic.
What was that? Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Dead Men Tell No Tales.
So I got to tell you, I missed it because, you know, I had to go out of town. Was it funny?
Oh, it was great.
And was there anybody there that looked like Johnny Depp?
Yep.
There was.
He got me, too, in the stands.
Seriously.
He came up to me, and he took his hand top of my head. He
That's
said,
hilarious.
Slick as the Tuesday Sea.
So I want, you know what, people, they think, you know, when people hear orchestra, a lot of people, you know, it's like lame or whatever. No. These shows are funny. They're fun. They're free. And it's really one of my favorite things I do every month. It's 2 days of the month. It's a great time. And Mark's going to be in the theater. He's going to be here in the studio. He's going to be back June 11th because we're going to be talking about this next show. Don't know what's in tail for you, but it's always fun and exciting.
Check it out because it is a fantastic free show.
It is definitely a good show. And it's one of my favorites.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. We've taken that show. We've really built that show up since I've been
very
there.
Very family friendly.
It is family friendly. All ages. You can dance at your seats. The last day of school is the 24th for our young ones. Yesterday we just started at the college. We started our summer semester. So all of the new people are coming in and getting used to what's there and what's not. And We're the only food in town. Stephanie,
what's
nice
up?
To have you back in your chair.
Good to be here.
Yeah,
I kind of missed it. You know,
yeah.
And of course, traffic and rain and everything else. It just was, you know, the forces were against me.
Tell us where you've been. Stephanie's back in the studio. I've got Stephanie Nicole back in her seat.
Yeah.
And we've missed you.
I know.
We have missed you. We've had some people in your chair, though. I switched chairs, though. You know, I put the
gotta preserve
the
her,
sage.
Right?
I saged your chair and put the Zen Yen back to it. And I missed you.
We haven't even been able to
talk other than a few little chats at Love and Life.
Girl.
We've been going Love and Life.
Yeah, yeah.
We've been
we're
saying Love and Life.
Things are great.
Yeah.
So.
Things are great. And I'm looking at the pics. You know, I've been stalking you on Facebook a little bit. Where have you been?
Great question. I have to think for a second. I was in Peru. I was in Ecuador, the Galapagos, for 2 weeks.
Wow.
And then I've been already, since I've been back, I've been in New York and Texas and Louisiana.
And Miami.
And Miami, too.
And Miami.
I forgot about that one. Yeah, Miami.
So where's your fave so far?
Fave for personal travel or work travel?
Well, let's either one.
Personal travel. I mean, the Galapagos was stunning.
Really?
Because it made me, like, not do anything.
Were you roughing it or were you luxuring it? Because I've known you to backpack around Africa and rough it,
okay.
And sleep
backpack
in a tent.
And it was, I stayed in hostels, so I guess I would say I roughed it.
Wow.
It was way fun.
What?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. It was, I didn't have too much glam, and I had so much fun.
That is cool.
I spent 2 weeks on beaches, snorkeling, and diving, and hanging out with sea lions, penguins, and turtles. It was
that
really cool.
That is too cool.
Yeah.
So for everybody listening that maybe hasn't heard a show before, Stephanie's my co-host, and she travels around the world here and reports back to what's cooking in the 321
right?
on WWBC. But tell them what you really do, because automation, I'm telling you got to listen to this for a second, because this is really, really cool, you guys.
So I specialize in restaurant automation. So the company is called Truffle Systems. I'm a partner in it. And what we do is we simplify the last 3 feet of the business transaction through automation and technology. So that being said, that is using what we have is called the Truffle Go Box. It's a hardware equipment that is a locker, essentially. And the customer is able to place their food in there. And when loaded, it is going to notify their customer that the order is ready and they can come pick it up. With that, they're going to generate a QR code. So then your customer can come in without, you know, being in line or getting frustrated or waiting. And also your third party can do this too. Come in, scan the QR code, grab the food, and go. So it really makes the transaction seamless. It makes it, you know, where there's full accountability on who picks up the product, who's taking away the product, who loaded it. So for the first time, the operator has full autonomy of what's happening with their food when it goes outside the door.
I love it.
Yes.
You know, and I was the biggest one. I love customer service. Everybody out there knows me, knows I love to hug everybody, and I like to know everybody. But I'm telling you, after this, I did one whole show bashing everything but automation. I was like, where is Stephanie? I need automation and I need it
yes.
now.
Yeah.
I had to miss two shows. We ran two shows, taped shows,
right?
Because I had no employees.
Yeah.
So, especially at Mooch Mahalo in Palm Bay, we need to absolutely put that, just like at McDonald's, we need to take it a step further where they put in their own order.
Absolutely. It's being able to put in their own order.
And that's what automation is, you guys.
Absolutely.
You're using it already. You just might not realize that this is what automation is.
Either if you want a form of kiosk, we can set up so you have QR codes.
We need to do that.
You can just scan it. The customer can put the order right in. There's full accountability. They can shop, which we're actually seeing if they can shop freely on their own to put their stuff in, they're ordering more, which is great for the restaurant.
Oh, that's good.
And then that removes.
That's good to know. I never thought about that aspect.
It removes a lot of the in-between. And then we can have pop-up notifications. So they're like, hey, we have this special today. Or we have, this discount.
And I'm not putting their order in wrong.
No.
They're putting it in. So now it's their fault.
So now it's the customer's accountability. Same thing if the food sits for too long. It's no longer the operator's problem. Say, hey, you
and are you
going to
set
here.
That up so that, okay, because I don't want to screw that
and
up.
Measured.
That is
and
so good.
I had my business partner, Omar, who's our brainchild behind all this, he was doing a deployment for a client and happened to go back to his hotel, was starving, put it in an order, and of course he used Uber. He ended up with a meal that was like $160 for like 8 people, and it wasn't his.
Oh, wow.
And the customer lost. And he had to go track down his food. Luckily, he was able to eat something out of what he was delivered. But, I mean, that customer missed out and because of the error, because they just grabbed the wrong thing and delivered it.
Yeah.
And he talked to the Uber driver. They got a hold of him. He goes, I only had one order. That's what they gave me. So it actually came down to the operator error, giving the wrong meal.
Wow.
So that's where the Go Box totally alleviates that and takes away that issue, because everything that's scanned in is that customer's order and that customer's order only. So if it's a large order, multiple boxes will open.
So I think this is going to be good for the colleges, though. So we're going to be automating Eastern Florida. We have till August 6th. They have it
to get our system up and running.
Yes.
Now, in the colleges, wouldn't that speed the process up to help them college?
You are going to turn and burn more business. You're going to simplify the process.
They're not going to have to wait between classes.
Which is a great thing.
We can set up so they pre-order.
I'm just worried about staffing. Are we going to need more staff? You know?
So, I mean, when that's the thing is we're going to work through your kitchen line, too, to make sure everything is, you know, sustainable, quick, easy, and we can streamline it. We don't have to do every single menu item either. We can pick a limited menu line that you're going to turn
and
burn.
So they don't have to have all of them.
We can critique the way of doing business.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
To help you be able to make it very simple.
So we can put them fast things on there.
You look at the Chipotle or Salada, stuff like that, you'll see it's assembly line of just
pizza. Yeah.
And once we set that up in place, those parameters, then it becomes very simple. And you can be a two-man band and you're executing beautiful product that you
make. Because we're three. Yeah. We're a three-man band.
And that would definitely eliminate a lot of headaches.
Yeah. And that's we're not here to take away from customer experiences.
Uh-huh.
We're not here to take away from employees. We're here to supplement for the employees that don't want to show up and the operators that suffer.
Yeah.
That's what we're here for. And so you're always going to have that demographic of people now who only want to grab their food to go and not communicate. It's just it was created because of COVID, and it's not going to go away. We're actually seeing the percentages even increase even more because of crazy busy people like myself.
Yeah.
We don't have time to sit in a restaurant. But, you know, but I will say hi to you and you say hello to me, and I'll let you know how my experience is. But I'm going to be grateful that I can go in real quick, grab my stuff, and go.
I got to tell you, I don't want to eat in a restaurant anymore.
No.
And this is it. You know, in the past, I've had stomach issues.
Mm-hmm.
I can't eat like a restaurant meal wants me to eat. And I'm getting so ticked off when I say I'm going to share something.
Yeah.
They make you feel bad. Or I'll say, can I just have like this? No. They can't feed me how I don't want to take a carry out and put it in my car because I'm not going right home.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to put an ice thing in my car because I'm not doing that. So I can't eat the way that I eat anymore. And I'm just going to stop going out.
Yeah.
So now
they're losing a customer.
Do you remember Milo's?
Yeah.
So Milo's, everybody used to say, they're so expensive. I go, no, they're not, because it's $25. You get like a big thing of, say, chicken cacciatore.
Oh, my gosh.
Fed four people.
Your portion's insane. Yeah.
So when people just say that, I'm like, no. No, that's not the case.
Oh,
so,
I love Camarillo. He's amazing.
Yeah, I miss him.
Well, God bless him. He's retired.
So he's retired, and I love
him. And all the time he's getting with his children and grandbabies.
That was one of my favorite places.
Oh, me too. It's right on the corner for
us.
Let's
talk about
it.
Places that are gone for a second. The Green Turtle in our neighborhood. The Green Turtle's gone. Do you know what's happening there?
It's going to be a development.
It's going to be.
Bye-bye, Green Turtle.
Man. Like more
thank
condo
God Urban Prime
area?
Opened and we
I
have
know.
Him like taking care of us over there.
So, and I have to tell you, are you automating there?
Not yet.
Nope. Okay, and you see Scott's Spices are in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Scott's got his whole spice line going on, and Scott's going in there. I'll tell you, you know, Scott is always talking about Asian food.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm talking about Scott.
He is the Asian sensation
he
of Houston.
We
got to
come up with a good name for him, Madam Wong Wong's food truck. And I love that whole thing. But so I went to Keith's daughter got married in Detroit. I went to the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
I brought back egg rolls. I called Scott. I went over because I didn't have them cook them. I had them give them to me just like wrapped. Okay.
In prep state.
I came home. I went over to the auditorium, put them in the deep fryer, called Scott and went, where you at? He's like, I'm home. I go, I'm coming over with these egg rolls. We dissected these things.
Yeah.
Because they're very different. The food, that's the one thing I said to everybody, my friends. I love you guys to death in Detroit. My Detroit friends, Karen, Barb, Lynn, I love you all. Lisa, I got to meet with them all. We all had dinner. I drank too much. Sorry. Sorry I was a drunk fool. But I don't drink. That's a problem. But I can tell you, I miss the food in Michigan, but I told my friends, I go, you know what? This is really bittersweet for me, you guys, because this is the last time I'm coming back here. It's not home anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to go back because they're like, I go, there's nothing here for me. They go, oh, thanks a lot. What are we, chopped liver? No. I love them, but I've been going back there for 60 years. Okay, now they can come to me. I don't even care if I send them a ticket. I got enough points, whatever. Right? It's like, I'll borrow some of them points from you and fly my friends in from you going all over. We can get them here. You can fly from Detroit to here, really, for like $69.
They're doing cheap direct.
You know, straight, direct flights from Orlando, from Detroit to Orlando, Orlando to Detroit, $70. Listen, when I go there, I'm spending a lot more than that. Let me fly you in.
Yeah.
It'll be cheaper for me, okay?
I mean, thank goodness for
And my friends, certainly, they can all afford it anyways. But it's nice to say, look, I'm sending you a ticket to come see me. Because that's the thing. It's not, like, I couldn't even find my own home, like my old house. Everything's changed so much. Mm. It's not my place anymore.
It becomes different.
It's not my home.
This is home.
This is home.
Yeah.
This is home. So
I
now,
feel the same way.
To them who am I love, please come here. I'm not coming back there, but I will miss the food.
Yeah.
So therefore, I had to clone it. So it did not take me and Scott. You know, we're like Alton Brown, you know,
oh, you
the
two
chemist.
Are like deconstructing
bowls. Oh, yeah. We deconstructed the egg roll in about 2 seconds. I went out and got the ingredients because egg rolls in Michigan don't have cabbage in them. They're bean sprouts.
Oh,
so, but there's a secret that I'm not going to give out. Mama Wong there in Detroit told me how to cook them. I came home. I have it perfected.
Okay.
We have perfected these egg rolls. So me and Scott are going to be having Detroit egg rolls here shortly. And it'll be a joint venture. But so we'll see what else we can dissect. We've got the Coney dog thing and the loose burger thing down. So we've got that. The, you know, they do a lot of, different, like, Arab and Iranian foods. I had something at Keith's daughter's wedding. It's, I'm going to find the name of it because it's like, it looked like Jell-O, only they heat it up. They put pistachio on it.
Ooh.
They have, sitting on like crepe makers.
Yeah.
It was so cool. One of the coolest things I've seen. Can't wait to share those pictures with you. Tell me what else has been going on. Anything good?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I got to see my man this past weekend, so that was lovely.
That's good. That's going well. You weren't telling anybody for a while, so you feel comfortable enough to say.
I keep my life very personal and quiet.
We both do. We both, you know, we both have for a long, long time, and now it's I'm reaching this point where I'm old and I don't care.
Yeah.
This is it. This is it. I'm having fun and I'm loving life.
I don't care.
No, but
I'm not saying Kim.
We're older though. We're older.
Yes,
we're not teenagers. We're not doing the whole
And, now we know what we want. It's a different story.
You know what you want.
Yeah.
I can't wait to meet him. The pictures look fun.
Next weekend, long
so
weekend,
cute.
He'll be here. So we gotta make a date.
Next weekend, as in
Memorial Day weekend.
Memorial
which is
Day
a very
weekend,
busy weekend on the 3-2-1.
I have to tell you, that's Meredith and Richie's anniversary. They get married on Memorial Day.
Awesome.
I'm doing the gem show this week, and then I'm actually off that weekend. So, see, that's a beautiful thing.
Beautiful.
We will spend time. We will figure out a time where I can meet this guy. So I took somebody to Detroit with me, and, like, they got interrogated terribly.
Oh,
when did you meet? How was this? Was this?
Gotta love
it went
family.
Well, though. Everything went well.
And friends.
Everything went well. Traveling was good. How about food? How's the food out of the country? Where did you get the best food?
Food scene's been insane. I would say Peru wins.
Peru.
For sure. I mean, I've had the best life-changing ceviches. And
what was life-changing? Because, you know, I'm a big ceviche. I make the ceviche all the time. We do ceviche tacos.
Just how tender the octopus and the fish was and, you know, the prawns. It's just.
So they put all of that into the ceviche. Not just because when I do like
gorgeous.
A shrimp ceviche.
Yeah.
They're doing a seafood.
A full-on seafood and calamar and it's just delightful.
Okay.
And just the flavors and how they do the citrus. They do a lot of fusion, so you'll get like a little pineapple ceviche and you'll have a mango one.
See, now I have to try
and then
that.
We did like a passion fruit one that was absolutely
stellar.
I mean,
awesome.
They really have fun with it.
Yeah.
So I've had ceviche probably like 20 different ways. My heart was so happy. And then,
that's what I need, a ceviche menu.
It was so cool.
Because you know, as long as you've got your protein cooked, you can put anything with it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I have
and
to
then,
try that.
I did have some alpaca.
What is that?
I felt kind of guilty.
What is it?
Alpaca is like a llama.
A llama?
Yeah.
You ate llama?
Yeah, I did.
This is like that show, what was it? Where they
I did not eat guinea pigs. They are all about their guinea pigs there. And I just
where was that?
This is Peru, and they have like, that's so sad. They have like real guinea pigs on a stick.
Oh, ready to go. No. You know, like, you know, I had a guinea pig. Remember my guinea pig, Milo and Bugsy?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was like, I refuse. But I did have the alpaca, and actually it was I had an alpaca carpaccio, and it was absolutely delightful. I had it a couple of times. I actually did enjoy it. I did feel kind of guilty, though, because I definitely have a picture of me in Peru kissing one, too.
I'm going to kiss you right before I eat you.
And I apologized to her, and I felt awful.
You've heard it here, folks, on What's Cooking in the 3-2-1.
But I was like, I'm just trying to get my culture and my
Stephanie's
culinary.
Kissing her dinner before she eats
right,
it.
Right.
Stephanie, that stuff I had was abu kanafa.
Abu kanafa.
Abu kanafa. And they make it in skillets, and that's what it looks like. I'm going to put that on our Facebook page.
Yeah,
I got to tell you, it was just awesome.
That is
awesome, awesome.
We're definitely going to be recreating
some Jordanian wedding.
Ooh,
it was
beautiful.
It was, I'm telling you, the nicest wedding I was ever at in my life by far.
That is awesome.
Yes.
Well, you know how we love our food.
So how about here? You've been dining since you got home?
Here, to be completely honest, I have not, but I am going to Venezia Wine Veranda this Thursday.
What is that?
I'm so excited. It's a new location in Vieira. And
let's say the name of that again. Let's give
Venezia,
them a...
Venezia Wine Veranda. Chef CJ, he used to be at the Hotel Malibu Rooftop.
Okay.
He is the chef there. And it's a heavy wine tapas fusion restaurant, but it's all Italiano.
Have you been there yet, or is it the first time?
I have not. Okay. It's going to be my first experience.
And you've been to Prime.
So I've been to Prime.
I like there.
Yeah, I think
love
Prime
there.
Does a great job. Love it. It's just, you know how you and I pull us off the island. It's not very often. We do surface.
That's right.
But yeah, so I'm really excited to check that out.
And you saw the Dove close since you've been gone.
Yes, that broke my heart.
Yeah, my mom and dad's favorite place.
So
the Dove closed.
Crazy. There's been a lot of changes and shift. I see Sandbar and Satellite Beach is totally taking off.
That's and Fresh closed.
Yep, and then
Fresh is something tonic.
It's
Finn
and Tonic.
Finn
and
Tonic.
That's Jason's place.
And when you say Jason,
really
who is
good.
That?
Jason is, he's been in the business forever. He was at Whiskey Beach.
Okay.
And then
so Whiskey
over.
Beach
it was
now.
Yeah, so it's Mavericks.
Mavericks.
And then he left Mavericks, and now he
and now
has
Lou's,
his own place, Finn
Lou
and
from
Tonic.
Lou's Blues is
that
there.
Cadillac Cove.
Cadillac Cove.
Cadillac Cove.
So
and that's doing
changed.
Very well.
So let
really
me ask you, because you're in the front and back of the houses of all these restaurants.
All doors.
What's happening? What is happening in the restaurant world?
There is
I mean, why are all these changes happening?
It's a big paradigm shift because of the strains of what it costs of doing business and the cost of getting employees. And you're actually seeing a lot of longtime operators. They're just selling because they're just burnt out. They're done.
And
they're retiring.
Let me tell you,
they
can't even sell. That's what, you know, fortunately for me, anytime and... You know, come on, I had the cafe 35 years before I sold. But when I wanted to sell something, it would sell overnight. People are in business, like the Dove, for example. Why didn't you sell your place?
Mm-hmm.
How did you just close a door after, how many years were they there? I mean, probably 30 years.
Yeah, and they could. And the thing is what you're seeing also, like the Green Turtle Shocker, was, you know, it might not be another restaurateur. It might be someone else who wants it and has another plan. So you're seeing that, too. So it might be, like, dramatic for us going, oh, my God, why didn't another restaurant go in there? It could be another purpose is coming, and we don't know that.
So I'm going to let everybody in on a little secret. I'm not going to tell you where, but I'm opening another restaurant. Somebody hit me now. Go ahead. Throw things at me. Go ahead and throw things at me.
Are we automating this place?
We're automating. Okay. No, we're automating everywhere. That's what I mean. Five places? We have to automate everything.
I know. How am I
okay,
going to
automate everything
you,
but
okay?
the auditorium. Okay. So yeah. I haven't seen you for a minute. We have to automate.
Yes.
And he can tell you. Danny can tell you. I did a whole show about where are you, Stephanie? I need to automate. I was
yes,
your biggest
did.
Person saying, oh, I don't want to do
that's
it.
That's why my ears are ringing.
Oh, wait. I don't want to do
like,
that.
Where is
I'm
Steph?
Like, I'm being summoned. I need to go home.
I want to hug everybody. I want to touch everybody, you know?
No.
I got to tell everybody I love them when they come in. And
well,
it's like,
we
no.
We can make sure every receipt says Kim still loves you.
That's what I need. Kim
we
still
there you go.
I still love
this.
You.
And we can have a little pop-up notification.
Then I'll put my Tourette syndrome at the end of it.
We can totally have fun. Yeah.
So
we can be cheeky.
She's got this.
So I'm going to get sued, though. I know I'm going to get sued. So go ahead. Bring it on. Because the person who owns Five Guys Burgers, has already sued me in his lifetime.
Okay.
Because he had, I don't mind putting it out there because it's public knowledge. It's written somewhere. He owned, he was the same guy that had Hurricane Grill. Mm. When I bought Hurricane Grill, I took the C out of the Hurricane and put the K and put Hurricane Cafe, remember?
I was your food rep, yes.
Right.
I very much remember this.
I got rid of the little hurricane in the middle and put, I actually, you know, my brother's a musician. If you remember, 45s had the little thing in the middle that looked like a, what is that called? It starts with a V, a vector, whatever. But a hurricane. I put that in the middle, okay? Now it's Hurricane with a K, Cafe. Okay, so now that guy came back and sued me for stealing all of his stuff. But what I did, he wasn't real smart. I went and trademarked everything before he did. Mm-hmm. So when they got in court that day, it's like, oh, no, I own all your stuff. So he said it wasn't personal. I go, oh, no, it's always personal. But we shook hands. So now I'm with the same guy because I'm going to open Three Girls Burgers. Ooh. Because it only takes three girls to do Five Guys' job. And let me tell you what, we're opening quick. We're going to be open in August.
You just made my heart smile.
Okay.
I got goosebumps.
So on the wall, there's gonna, it's Three Girls Burgers. Three Girls Burgers and Fries, okay? And the signs are all going to say, because it only takes three girls to do Five Guys' job. You heard it here. Go ahead. Get your attorneys ready, because my attorney's already ready on this one. All right? We're already ready for it.
Oh,
is this
God.
Great?
I love it. Why am I not surprised at
so
all?
So if all goes well.
So you need to have stuff pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Get
we
in
need
there
to, yep.
and get this automated.
Listen, I'm having a wink and a nod going, you better move quick.
That's
right. I'm having Pirelli's put on my old Lincoln today. She's got to drive me there. So we're going to power power talk on the way there because we have a little time.
Yes.
We have time, but we need to do it. We need to do it as a package. You know
yes.
what I mean?
Yeah.
See, there's a reason you had to be here today.
I know.
Kim needs to automate.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because we're going to do it with the least amount of employees.
Now I'm going to start a tag and a slogan. Kim needs to automate until it happens.
No, I'll put that on the back of my shirt. It's Truffle. Truffle, Kim's automated.
I love it.
Kim's automated.
I will make
that's
sure that's
why
made
it only
done.
Takes three girls to do Five Guys'
exactly,
job, okay?
Exactly.
They need to automate.
Yeah.
So we're going to be putting out the best burger, the best fries. We're going to do a few other things, but the menu's done. We're ready to kick it.
Good. I'm excited.
So if everything goes well.
Well, you know, I got your six on that food contract.
Oh, heck yeah.
I know some people.
That's right.
I got you.
That's right.
I'll make sure we get the best quality.
We're going back to
Sysco.
For all those that complain about Sysco, we're going to be getting awesome, awesome product. Because Sysco does have the best product. You just got to ask for it.
Absolutely.
You know,
it's there.
So they're going to get me everything I want and need. We need your help on that, too.
Of course.
You have
wink,
to go
wink,
old
nudge,
school,
nudge.
Right?
I got you.
Yep. But yeah,
you're
so
gonna make me brush big, off the old
big things happening.
Yes.
So
let's do
yeah,
it.
There's probably people right now texting going, "Oh, I'm the attorney on this one. We're gonna fight this one. Nope, you ain't gonna win.
Nope.
I did that first. So
one step ahead of you.
One step ahead. Not telling anybody where it's at though. But yeah, Kim's not ready to retire yet.
No.
But I do have my niece running everything. Her business card says Kim's replacement.
I love it.
For a
That's
job,
cute.
Kim's replacement. So I'm just hiring another one. We hired another manager. I'm from Gordon Food Service. So
I have
we're looking
two
for a good
awesome
year.
Ladies that I'm sure would love to be a part of this enterprise.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah.
Danny, you love burgers?
Absolutely.
It could be a place. Yeah.
Who doesn't like burgers?
I know.
I love your burger.
And
oh
you know
God.
What? We're going to do the best burger. And
yes.
we're going to do it for under $10.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I'm so sick of... by using automation, we will not be paying those high wages that are killing all the restaurants, okay? We're doing it backwards because it is killing restaurants. I wish people would stop being greedy because it's killing the restaurant business.
Absolutely.
Greed is not the economy. Our economy is better than ever. People can sit and fight me on that one. I know I'll get 100 things today on that, too. Our economy is running better than it has in 20 years. However, greed is causing it to look like we're going worse.
Right.
All these big companies made not $1 million, billions of dollars, you know? So it's like, just stop. Somebody stop. Let's go back to a $10 burger. Let's go back to, I know eating lunch out now is $50. hello, I'm not taking my kids out anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it. And then we have like 15 styro boxes in the, if you're gonna charge me $30, at least put it in a nice to-go box.
Exactly. Presentation's everything, yes. And it's a small price to yes. pay to have yourself mm-hmm. presented correctly.
And better yet, just make them smaller portions, mm-hmm. smaller amount to pay, and I don't want a to-go box. No. I don't want a to-go box. I don't want anything to go.
Nope.
I just want to be able to eat a little bit of food.
Aside. I tell people have two different menus, have a dine-in and have a to-go, and price accordingly. You know, you have to decide, you know, you have it cheaper because you're coming in for the experience. You're sitting down. You have to more spend more money. And
so
for
you
the
know,
food to go, you're having nice
that's a good idea.
Containers and make an eco program. Yeah. You know, get involved in our recycling and build a campaign around that.
You could be like Tony Robbins for restaurants. You should be like getting, we should put you at the auditorium, fill the room with restaurant people. Let's get smart people.
Well, when you've worked for three different broadliners and then you went to the tech side, which is the nitty gritty behind the scenes and how I help you generate money and handle every business transaction your business has, it's important. And
So let's put you on the line here for a minute, okay? You've been with U.S. Foods, you've been with Cheney, you've been with Sysco. I'm switching to Sysco mm-hmm. after a long time.
Absolutely.
From Gordon even. But is that a good move for me?
Yes. And I've had
You heard it here, folks.
I loved my 2 years I was there. I just kept taking promotions and big right. opportunities. So I left
and you,
doing
you have
new
a great
business
opportunity,
development.
Right.
And taking the opportunity of being a partner in a major tech company that can change how the industry does business in F&B segment. It's huge, and I love being a part of that because it really – because now, instead of just being able to make a difference in Florida, I get to make a difference nationwide, and I'm going international with Truffle Systems.
I love that.
And so it's a major problem, and we have a solution. And, again, it's not to remove the customer service in the element of people in business. We're literally trying to supplement a major problem that's closing doors every day.
So, and the reason I want to do it truly is because you know I'm the most ungreedy person you
yes.
know. I want to figure out how we can feed these people, get them through without them paying more than $10. Mm-hmm. I want it to be affordable for these people. So, and I want to give a good product. So people say, I love when the critics, food critics go, oh, there's a Sysco truck out front. Well, let me tell you what, you know how you make the best burger? You get the best meat. You grind them
you
together.
You become a better shopper and
yeah,
you work with your consultant
right.
to make
but
sure you're buying the right
grind
product.
The yeah. greatest meats together yourself.
Yeah.
You don't have some other place packing it or whatever. We're going to be grinding our own burger meat. We're going to be hand padding it. We're going to be cooking it right there. So we're going to put out a great product and we're going to get that meat from Sysco because they can get me the best quality.
They do a great job.
So these people that say, oh, there was a Sysco truck there. Well, you know what? You could be buying garbage. There's a garbage line.
Oh, yeah.
What, is it Imperial? What's it called? Reliance? Resistance? What is it?
Reliance.
I used to say, don't
Imperial's
bring me anything that says Reliance.
One. Every company has good, better, and best.
Right.
And you as an operator, you
I want
decide
the best.
What level you're mm-hmm. going to start at and what kind of product
yep.
you're going to deliver to your customers.
And you know I've always said that. I want the best.
You always
I
have.
Need to stay. I used to tell her. It's a restaurants, people don't realize it. And if you're dining, just think of it this way. It's a mathematical equation.
Yeah.
Okay? We're not me anyways. I'm not trying to beat you up. If we get our proteins and we can get I used to say to Stephanie, I want the best you have, but I still have to stay under $8 a pound.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be under, and that way we're going to get three portions per pound. Okay? You can do the math and figure out what it costs just for the protein part
yeah.
of that. Now we're going to throw great bread on it. I don't want garbage bread. And good condiments on it. Mm-hmm. There's your great, and
there's
you got to have awesome cheese.
Yes, of course.
Okay? There's your most expensive part these days, I'm
yeah.
telling you, is the cheese.
Jeez.
But if you put all these components together, and you can get them off a Sysco truck, all right? We
yes.
can hand select what we want. We can make that happen, and we can keep that price down.
Yep.
And now with automation, we don't have to pay all these employees who come through the door wanting $20. They don't even have to cook anything because, you know, I cook everything. They just have to assemble what I've already cooked.
Yeah.
All I want you to do is put this puzzle together like I showed you how to do it and keep doing it over and over. You don't need to think. You don't need to make anything. Just put together and don't change my recipes.
Yes.
Don't change anything. You're just an assembler. Don't tell me you need $22 an hour to assemble what I've put in front of you.
Just mm-hmm. be repetitious.
Just,
yep.
yes.
Consistent. Standardization and mm-hmm. consistency.
So it is doable.
Yeah.
And we're going to do it with three girls burgers.
I love it. Well, I'm very much looking forward to
we need great French fries.
Yeah, I will set you up with everything.
Best
muscle memory. So I mean,
do you guys like fresh cut fries, McDonald's fries, or crinkle fries?
I am a sucker for shoestring fries.
So you like the McDonald's ones? Mm-hmm. Fresh cut though, no, because they won't crisp out.
You can get skin on. You can get them, and they can get them pretty good. So now they came out with a new starch coating, but it's when they do the potatoes, they take the starch from the potato and then coat the fries. So it's its own product.
And do you like that? Because I don't like that coated fry.
No, there's a new one that's thin. It's not that chunky.
You can get me samples?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. You know I know everybody.
Yeah.
Come on.
I know. I need some samples here. Because we want the best product.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to taste a lot of fries here, okay? We want the best, and we're still going to put it out at a good price.
Well,
everybody's going to be able to come in and eat, seriously, for under $15.
So on top of everything else, I'm still consulting and doing side projects
for
other
restaurants. Of course
you are.
We're partners in crime forever.
We can certainly set something up.
I always say you were there when I brought my baby home from the hospital, for God's sake.
I know,
we're in this together.
I know. I look forward
That's
to it. I
right.
can't wait. This is going to be really fun.
That little one is turning 10.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
Time flows.
She's turning 10.
Yeah.
She'll be the death of me.
She's your biggest joy, and
she is. You know what? Oh my God! I don't know what to do without the kids. And I loved because I took her to Detroit last time, and literally I was only there for 2 days. And I said it's not going to be fun. But when I went to leave, she was like, "You can't leave me. You can't leave me. Please don't leave me." I'm like, "All right, come on."
Yeah.
So now you're getting a ticket that's like $1 bazillion because you bought it at the last second. I took her and I said, "Okay, but it's not going to be fun. This is business." But I did take that few out to meet my friends. And she was there. She went to a tavern with us. She was so good. So it was so nice to see this one. You know you're doing something right, because every one of them went, "Oh my God, the little one was so cute last time, and she was so smart, and she was so this." And it's like, thanks you guys, thanks for noticing, because that's what's important in life.
Yeah.
Not all these restaurants, but absolutely. I do have to leave some kind of legacy here.
Yeah.
I said I'm never selling anything. I'm just gonna keep the kids doing it.
Yeah.
Because they gotta support me somehow.
Right. I'll look out for you.
Haley, who's going to be 19, she says, "Hey, we'll say, don't worry, Mom. We've got that place at Sunnydale all locked up for you. You'll be just fine."
She kills me.
So I said, "You'll never get rid of the liquor license. You got to keep the drinks going. They have to support Mom. They got to take care of me now."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I might need Depends. You never know.
Yeah.
I got to depend on somebody, okay?
Yes, you do.
Our phone is going off the hook. I don't know if that's for the Tyrese. Were you listening to us in your car on the way in? Because we were talking about you.
Oh, I was actually on a work call.
So we've got somebody coming, Tyrus. Have you ever heard of him?
No.
So they sold out in like 2 days. We've got 50 seats left.
Wow.
He's going to be here on June 7th. We have to Google this guy. I've got to YouTube him. Because apparently he was a fighter.
Okay.
Turned comedian. He's got a show on Fox News.
Oh, what?
Or Fox Station. So that's going to be a biggie.
One extreme to the next.
One extreme coming up.
Hey, I understand.
Nick Moon from Melbourne Seafood still paying for us to be here and have fun. I think he's kicking in for some gas for us here. And next month he's going to even pick up our gas.
We appreciate you.
Yeah,
big time.
Absolutely. We've got a Front Street is having an 80s dance party. It's the 30th annual one. Let's see if you know any of these. The business is, she's a photographer. It's called She Is Art Photography.
Okay.
Is that a new one on you?
That is a new one on me.
And you know, I think you were here when, I think he's one of the hottest DJs in town, Michael.
I wasn't here, but we spoke about him.
I have to tell you, I did another thing we never know we're working together until we both show up. And then it's like, oh, thank God we're working together. Because I just did a 3K run with about 500 people there. That was fun, but Michael's going to be the DJ there. She Is Art Photography. She's putting on this event. And what it is she gets all the people she does weddings with, the florist, and they get together, like the decorator does the decorating. She does the photography, the DJ does it, and they put it's an 80s dance night.
That's
it's
fun.
It's a party.
Yeah.
And so it's at Front Street. That's going to be on the 24th.
Okay.
Front Street, they've got the whole building. For those that don't know where Front Street is, it's over there on your way to the Chart House or Ichabod's dockside. It's right there where you make the turn. And they've got a contest. Come dressed in 80s. It's an 80s dance party.
That's great. Anytime you get the community out to go and have some time and have fun, it's good.
We've got that happening. If you're my 10th texter for that one, just put, I'm listening and I want tickets to the 80s dance party. Let's give away 4 tickets today to the dance party. So go ahead for that one. While you were gone also, we did some big, huge events. We had ABBA.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, ABBA. How did that go?
They're coming back.
Heck yeah.
It was
awesome.
Fun.
Yeah,
now, do you like
great.
ABBA?
I do, yeah.
So I have to tell you, it was a mixed crowd, which I loved, because I thought it would sort of be an older crowd, you know, like me over the hill. It was not. It was of all ages, all dressed like ABBA.
That's beautiful.
Okay, we were all, everybody, including
everyone
my bartender. Even my bartender got up there on that stage because she looked so ABBA.
Yeah.
So they did so well, they're coming back. So anybody who missed the ABBA, I'll let you know when that one's coming, because that was a fun night.
Yeah.
We had, I'm trying to think, the Mexican Carlos Santana. We had the Santana one also. Didn't get the turnout as ABBA, okay, but I see a need for it. I see a need for it. So we've got these cover things, yeah.
That's exciting. Yay.
Yes, exciting. So I'll say it again for those and you who've missed it. Oh my gosh, he's giving us the peace sign already.
I got bunny ears.
We've got the MMA fights. Mel Boom on the 4th of July. I'm doing food and drinks at the Front Street for the 4th of July.
Okay.
So we've got that going on. The Jimmy Hula's, you know that's the Pioneer. Did you check that out yet?
I have not.
So that's a new one.
Good things.
We want to go check that out. So
we
got a lot to check out. Listen, Danny's giving
here
us
for a couple weeks. So
I know. Are you coming back next week?
Yes.
Okay.
I will
so
be
we've
here.
Got some guests coming in also.
Okay. Beautiful.
We've got 3 different ones. I'm not sure because when we book everybody, I always, because we don't know what's going to happen in the week, I always give them 3 dates and tell them I'll let them know 3 days before.
Perfect.
He's going to give us the finger in a second. Is there anything you want to put out there for everybody before we get off the air?
Just trufflesystems.io if y'all want to come check out and see what we're doing in the technology world. And if you want me to come see you, please reach out. You can inquire right there to book a meeting or book a call.
And you know what? You can use Palm Bays when we put it in there
for
anybody to come in
and try it. Blues is firing up. They'll have theirs live next week. So we're real excited about
that.
Awesome. And then we'll get you fired up, girl. So it'll be good time.
We've got till August, so we've got a little time, but you know that time flies by.
Yeah, and I got some other ventures coming down the pipeline in the 3-2-1. It won't be food related, but we'll talk about it next week.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to give a shout out to my Lincoln dealer out there in Vieira. Thank you for setting me up with that beautiful, beautiful car. I just love it. And I think that's it. Space Coast Burger. Don't forget that burger battle. Oh, at Wickham Park, you missed that one too. The burger battle's this weekend.
Okay.
You should go check that out for me. You're going to check it out for me too, because I can. I'm doing the jump show, but listen, I got to have the best burger in town. You guys got to be trying a lot of burgers. I'm going to go to Cuisine.
Yep.
They say they have the best burger that's $40. I'm going to go clone that burger. There's two.
Let
I'm going to dissect that.
Let me know we're having a burger date.
That's right. That's right. When my punked Cuisine, if they let me through the door, she's assured me she will. You guys, thanks for tuning in. What's cooking in the 3-2-1? Stephanie Io will be back here at 1 o'clock next Tuesday with some fun stuff. Keep the texts coming. Have a good
beautiful week.
Hi, fishing enthusiasts. Want to watch a local fishing show here in Brevard County in your home waters? Look no further. Go to YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show and watch all our shows ranging from freshwater to saltwater. You can leave a comment, hit that like and subscribe button, and we sure would appreciate it. Remember, YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show. God bless.